you might say that consciousness has a number of capacities of concentration. There are many kinds of concentration. We know, for example, that there is something like multiple concentration. You know, everyone who cooks food has constant example of multiple concentration. When you are cooking, you have 2-3 vessels on fire. And you are watching all the three simultaneously. And you know that each one of them requires a different kind of fire. Slow fire, rapid fire, intense fire. And you are managing all the three at the same time. Suddenly a child enters the room and demands something. And you answer that question also. It has nothing to do with cooking at all. It is something quite different. But you are capable of answering a question. Then the child goes on nagging you. Answer me this, why that? And every time you know the child psychology, you know yourself, you are answering a question to the child in the psychology of the child, in the language of the child. All these are powers of consciousness. It's a multiple concentration. Multiple concentration in which you can modulate in many ways. Automatically, this is happening in our, even in our ordinary life. Anybody can do it, multiple concentration. Sometimes this multiple concentration can also become integral concentration, in which you can see the interconnections of all the things suddenly in a big luminous vision, in which you don't see these things separate. Even child's question coming at the same, at a particular time, you understand the meaning of it. Why it should come at that time? Why should the child come at that time? You understand the meaning of it. You have an integral idea as to what is happening all around you. Now this consciousness is possible even for our human consciousness as we are. But this consciousness can be also multiplied. You know, there are many people in India who are called Ashtavadhani. Ashtavadhani. Ashta means eight. You speak out to him eight propositions, one after the other. Not even ordinary propositions. First of all, you tell a short story. Then you bring out a verse. Third is only a word. Fourth is a long story. A fifth is something else. Seven something else. Eight something else. And then you ask him, please tell me what I spoke to you. And he will give exactly the repetition of the eight things exactly in the order in which it was proposed, including the verses which are not known to him earlier. He recites only once and then he repeats immediately after this interval. That is, eight I already completed. So the Ashtavadhani repeats to you all the eight propositions one after the other exactly in the way in which they were narrated by the original speaker. It's a special kind of training which these people undergo, and they are Ashtavadhanis. They are aware of eight things at the same time. There are also some people in India who are called Shatavadhani, who have this capacity hundredfold. 100 things are told, one after the other, and they can tell you afterwards all the 100 things in the same order. Now these are special capacities of consciousness, special kind of concentration, such a concentration that as soon as it is spoken to you, it is recollected in your consciousness in an ordered manner. There is no confusion about it. Oh, there are some people, you know, if you want to, I'll remember, if you want to hear sometime, you shall bring some Ashtavadani here. Yes? It will be interesting sometime. There are still Ashtavadanis in our country, and in fact, there are some Shatavadanis also, but very rare, but there are. Yes?
This is mind or consciousness?
Pardon?
What you are talking about is mind or consciousness?
Mind of consciousness.
Is it mind or is it consciousness?
Oh, it is not the ordinary mind. The mind has many capacities, and beyond mind there are higher grades of the mind. And surely some of these capacities are not capacities of ordinary mind, but there are higher levels of consciousness in which training is given. Now, supposing there is a vision of Indra. Indra is supposed to have 1,000 eyes. We have only 2 eyes. But he is supposed to have 1,000 eyes. Sahasraksha. In Sanskrit it is called Sahasraksha. S-A-H-A-S-R-A-K-S-H-A. Sahasraksha. Sahasra means 1,000. Aksha means eyes. Sahasraksha. S-A-H-A-S-R-A-K-S-H-A. Sahasraksha. 1,000 eyes. Now, in this particular case which I gave you, you enter the room and you see this particular thing falling down and you concentrate only upon that. But if you have 1,000 eyes, you can see all the 1,000 things around, even though you can concentrate upon that. Now the question you had asked was, why non-observation? So exclusive concentration of consciousness is one answer. That you exclude everything else so that you can attack the problem on hand immediately without waiting to see anything else. This exclusive concentration of consciousness has one great benefit, advantage. You can do a particular work on hand very effectively. If at the same time you are distracted by so many things, and if you do not exclusively concentrate upon that object, you may not be able to save the object from falling. But by concentrating, you are able to do it. Let us take another example of exclusive concentration of consciousness and its benefit. We very often take part in a drama. And we take part of a character. Supposing there is a drama on Savitri. And you are supposed to recite the words of Savitri. if you are a good actor or an actress, you identify yourself completely with Savitri. And when you forget completely that you are you, reciting Savitri's words, your effectivity of recitation becomes perfect. This is the advantage of exclusive concentration of consciousness. Now, this exclusive concentration of consciousness leads you to ignore other things. You ignore that you are what you are.